Well, greetings in the name of Jesus. This is Bishop Harry Wood. It's a pleasure to be with you today, our Foundational Faith family. And today we're going to continue another in our series of that of Psalms 119 in prayer. If you have your Bible or are able to make a note of the passage of Scripture that we'll be going from today, we'll be using the 8 verses, starting with verse number 25 through 32. In our previous 3 sessions, we have been talking about the book of Psalms, chapter 119, and relating it to that of references of prayer in these passages of Scripture. Again, I want to say today that one of the things that just intrigues me about this passage of Scripture, of Psalms 119, how that this passage of Scripture definitely is speaking about the Word of God and the impact of how the Word of God is to be to us and for us. Now, let's look at the passages of Scripture that we want to cover today, and we want to read those to you. In verse number 25, if you've got your Bible and can read with us, or later go and read these Scriptures or listen, it says, "My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies. O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou hast enlarged my heart." I just want to say today that, again, I know by just looking at this passage of Scripture that we can see how that the psalmist here is definitely praying a prayer in some different aspects of where he needed God to move in his behalf. Now, I have a caption over my passage of Scripture here in my Bible. It says, "Make me to understand thy way." I think that could be an actual high point of this passage of Scripture. Make me to understand your way. Now, with that thought being said, I want us to go back at verse number 25, and I want us to look at what it says again. It says, my soul cleaveth. And I want us to think about how that it goes on, and it says, "unto the dust." And it says the word cleaveth. That means that we can see that how our very being is that wants to be inclined to be earthly or earthy. We are earthy. We were created from the dust of the ground. And we know that our Creator, God Himself, thank God, gave us life. You know, we're a soul, but the breath of God was breathed into that of man. And when that breath of God was breathed in, we become a living soul with a spirit. And the Bible says in Genesis chapter number 2 and verse number 7, "The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." I want to just say today that we have a glorious and a wonderful and a magnificent Creator. And as He created us, He formed us out of the dirt. We are earthly. We are earthy, we could say. But thank God, actually, the very life of God was breathed into us, that we, being a soul, was that inhabited that of the Spirit of God. Oh my, thank God for that today. And we become a living soul with a spirit. The psalmist also prays in this passage of Scripture. And we see that he talks about how that he would be quickened. And the word "quickened" there means to make alive. And the thing that's beautiful about the Word of God, and even the coexisting of that of the triuneness of God, how that Jesus was the Word, and how that God spoke in creation, and the Holy Spirit was the breath of life, and how even the Spirit of God hovered over the waters in creation. And we see that there is the fact that even today, the Word of God itself can be quickened in us and come alive when we read the Word of God. I want to say today, the psalmist is also praying here that he be made alive, that he be quickened And he gives us the very point of the psalmist's prayer is that he be made alive. And we understand that Jesus is the Word. The psalmist asks for life to be by the Word. You know, I'm reminded in Scripture where that it says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. Jesus stood there in the wilderness and spoke to the enemy. The very Word of God was in the wilderness, being tempted of the enemy, but spoke the Word of life. It was that of the power and the authority of God and Jesus in the flesh. We're earthly. Jesus was earthly that moment as 100% man and 100% God. But there again, the Word of God was spoken. The bread of life was there in the very wilderness that Jesus was there in the desert being tempted. We see today that we understand that we need more than just the natural bread. And even the passage of Scripture that I quoted, that man shall not live by bread alone, the natural that feeds the earthy man, but we need the Word of God, the Word of life. And that Word will nourish us, and it will keep our soul and our spirit in that of communion and commune with God. Praise God for that today. The psalmist tells us here that he desired to be quickened, to be made alive by the Word. I want us to think about the fact of creation, and we have been with what we've been reading here. The psalmist goes on, and he says in verse number 26, I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. As I think about this passage of Scripture, I'm reminded of how that the psalmist, as we must, to think about it, if the psalmist did it, we must think and declare our ways. Now, what are we indicating when we say that we declare our ways? I believe, first of all, if we're in that of talking about prayer and doing prayer, we need to understand that prayer is a part of confession, where we confess. We make our confession if there's sin, but also we're making our confession of what God said about things. And folks, that's what moves things in our lives, is when we come into agreement with God and we confess, we speak what God said. Then second of all, we make our petitions, and our petitions is our request and that we come to God with. And even that, we're making our declaration according to what His Word said in the matter. And then I believe also, while we're even in prayer, that we are giving thanks and we're making a testimony. We're giving thanks and we're testifying by even speaking the Word of God, what God has and is doing for us. And it becomes a testimony. It's that is established, that we already know that God has said He would do, God is doing. Amen. Praise God for that. I'm reminded of a passage, of Scripture in Matthew chapter number 7 and verse number 7. And I thought that was interesting. 7 is God's complete number, and it would be that it's a 7 here. And so we see how that it asks us to ask. It says for us to seek, and it's for us to knock. Listen, we need to come in confidence as we ask God, in confessing whatever area that we need to confess, and confessing His Word, what He said about the matter. And as we do, we're making our petition to God, and we're giving thanks as we ask Him, and then we just seek. And when we say we seek, we may even go further with continuing with that of taking the Word of God and applying to that we've asked God about the matter. And then there's times that God will give us instruction of how we just need to knock, because the door needs to open, or the door is going to open. And God opens doors that no man can open. God shuts doors that no man can open or shut. But thank God today, if we will take this concept of asking and seeking and knocking, we will definitely see God move in our behalf. Now, I want us to move on, and I want us to understand the psalmist, as we must also prayerfully continue to be teachable. He talks about that in this passage of Scripture, also in the 26th verse, I believe. Let's look at it again. It says, teach me thy statutes. I have declared my ways and thou heardest me. Aren't you glad God hears us when we pray? I believe he does. Amen. Sometimes we may not think he is listening. Amen. But there again, the psalmist also says, he says here in this passage of scripture, verse 26, teach me thy statutes. And I believe one of the most important things that we need to remember in relationship with God is that we stay teachable. I tell you today, if there's ever a time that people need to be teachable, it's right now. The psalmist says that. He says, the psalmist yet prayed to be taught by God's statutes. And in Psalms chapter number 25, in verses 4 and 5, you can look at that passage of scripture. It does say this. It says, show me thy ways, O Lord. Now, when I look at that passage of scripture and think about it, and there's some more to that passage of scripture, I want to break down what I've mentioned about what the psalmist is saying here in verse number 26 of the 119, that his prayer is, his part of his petition is that God will teach him. He will continue to be taught. He'll be teachable. And so therefore, in Psalms 25 in verses 4 and 5, it says, show me thy ways, O Lord. That is saying there, as we're teachable, or we're willing to be taught, or stay in that attitude of being taught by God and His Spirit and His Word, that He will give us direction. He will give us direction. And the passage of Scripture there in Psalms 25, verses 4 and 5 goes on, teach me thy paths. That says even furthermore that we are willing to receive instruction. We're willing to receive. Teach me thy paths. Teach me thy paths. First of all, the psalmist said, show me thy ways, O Lord. That's asking for direction. And then teach me your paths. And then we find also the psalmist says in verse 4 and 5 of the 25th chapter, lead me in thy truth and teach me. There again, there's the emphasis of being guided. Being guided. You know, today we can have that of direction, knowing that we can get direction by GPS. We know today that we can receive the instruction as we listen to the person on GPS to give us the directions of where we need to turn or what highway or road or whatever that we need to go. But as the psalmist here says, lead me in thy truth and teach me. We are definitely being guided as we follow that GPS. God's word is our GPS today. Amen. Praise the Lord today. I want us to continue on with verse number 27. Look at verse number 27 of Psalms 119. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works. Again, we see that this is part of the prayer of the psalmist and should be ours. Look at the depth of the psalmist's prayer. I believe that's important today because the psalmist is saying here, request, make me to understand the ways of thy precepts. Listen, he's not only wanting, not only is he wanting God to teach him or God's word to teach him, we are, as a psalmist, should be saying, God, give me understanding. Give me understanding of what your word is saying as I am taught. Oh, hallelujah today. Thank God for that. So this is a request. Make me to understand the ways of thy precepts. And then I believe also that it's important that it speaks here, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works. Now, what I believe is a transition here of when we begin to fully understand what we're being taught of the Word of God from the principle of that we have prayed for that to take place. Listen, even in the disciples' prayer or the Lord's prayer, he said, give us this day our daily bread. Hallelujah. As we get that daily bread, it is our daily provision, just as the Word of God is our daily provision. Amen. And that we come into understanding that we then can testify of God's wondrous works. If we'll just look around and see what God has done all for us, is so many times in our lives that we may have missed it. Let's move on to verse number 28. It says, my soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. Remember, we talked about just a few moments ago at the beginning, how that we are earthy, how that we ourselves are earthy. I want you to think about that. In the natural, we are weak. in the flesh, we are weak. And the psalmist is saying here in this passage of scripture, he's saying in this passage of scripture that it's like he melts for heaviness. And what is that saying to us? The King James says, melteth. But let's think also that that can mean that we faint or the flesh is weak. And he melteth for grief or discouragement. And we know in the physical, in our lives, that it is common for us to get discouraged. It's common for things to bombard us. It's common for things to distress us. But the Word of God can be that relief. The Word of God, the promise of Word of God, standing on it no matter what's going on in that moment. Hallelujah. So it may be as the earthy man, our soul may be ready to faint. But I want to say today that the psalmist here, I believe, declares the remedy for our very soul. And I want to see this out of the King James, but I also want to mention to you what the Amplified Bible says. But in verse number 28, this is what the remedy is, the psalmist says, strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Do you see that it always goes back to the Word of God? How important the Word of God is. Folks, if we will just learn the Word of God and speak it, do I know it all? No, I'm still learning. Am I still having to make applications of taking the Word of God and decreeing it over my life? Oh, yes, I am. Am I still having to make a confession? Am I still having to deal? Are you dealing with that of a moment of faint? Maybe there's been a moment in your life where you felt weak in your spirit. You're a believer. You know God has given you promise. But listen, I just want to tell you one more time, go back to the Word. Go back and recite. Go back and pray the scriptures that you know that you have stood on, because God is a true and a sure foundation. The psalmist here is saying that we will receive our strength from the Word of God. The Amplified says, renew and strengthen me according to the promises of your word. What promises have you been standing on? Don't lose confidence in those promises, because God's word says it. It is sure. Hallelujah. Thank God for that. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse number 29. I titled this, as I made a note here, truth versus falsehood, or we could say falsehood versus truth. There is something here that we need to realize that's going on in this passage of scripture that the psalmist is dealing with. Remember, we're earthy. Our soul is earthy, but thank God we are made alive through the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that God is a spirit, and we are created in His image. And so therefore, we have the Spirit of God through the breath of life that is renewed through the Word of God. We're made new creations through that of the birth of Christ. Amen. Through that of the new birth that we obtain because of Him coming and being born in Bethlehem and giving His life and dying and being buried and resurrected. Okay, let's move on. Excuse me. The truth versus falsehood. This is a petition, I believe, that the psalmist is doing, and he is saying in this moment, remove from me the way of lying, the King James says. But I believe we can look at this and we can say it like this. It is a petition for any sin, any falsehood to be removed. If there are anything that's within our being, our soul, our life, that does not line up with the Word of God, and we are conscious of it by the Spirit of God and what the Word of God reveals to us, we need to realize that it is a falsehood. It is a lie. And falsehood is versing truth here. And the psalmist is saying, remove from me the way of lying. Remove from me any falsehood. Remove anything that is sin. And that ought to be a prayer, a petition from every one of us. God's Word is truth. Anything operating in us other than God's word is untruth. That's where doubt creeps in. That's where faith has to be developed through the Word of God. Then we can move on and we can see that the prayer, remove me from the way of falsehood and unfaithfulness, and graciously grant me your law, as the Amplified says. God graciously wants to impart His law to us. Amen. And the law exposes us, but thank God His grace is abounding, that it brings us to a continual relationship of our very soul being ministered to and our spirit being renewed in Christ. Thank God for that today. Let's look at verse number 30. Verse number 30 says, I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I honestly believe that this is a moment that I think is very important also, as the psalmist is speaking. The psalmist declares what action he is going to take. Listen, we can know and we can have instruction, but if we don't take action, there's going to be failure. There's going to be failure, folks. We need to realize the psalmist is making that of a declaration of what action that he's going to take. First of all, he chooses the way of truth. What is the way of truth? He says, I have chosen the way of truth. And that is God's word again. Every time it talks about truth and it talks about commandments, it talks about statutes and precepts and testimonies in the 119th Psalm, it's going back to that of the word of God, the very word of God. The psalmist has made a declaration here, and I want to do so and hope you will, that my action will be that I choose the way of truth. I will acknowledge God's word. I will take God's word. I will study it. I will read it. I will act on it. Amen. And then he goes on, his word or his judgment is laid before me. The psalmist is telling us here the word of God is there for us to take. But you know, I want you to think about something, because the psalmist goes on and he talks about in the 30th verse, he says that the judgments or thy judgments or his word, they have been laid before me. Listen, I want to tell you, the word of God ought to be so nigh us. What do you mean? I'm going to say, I'm not talking about just laying the Bible there and say, okay, there's the word of God. It's laying near me, but it is so nigh us that we are actually in it, we're receiving it, we're learning it, we can quote it, we can go to it, we can speak it, enemy like Jesus did. The word is nigh, it is even in our mouth, it is our confession. Amen. And I believe we need to continue to remember that we need to read and we need to meditate. Meditate means we begin to ponder it, to study it, and so that we can apply it. And that means that we're keeping it. And if we keep the word of God, we are abounding and we're not going to be operating earthy. We're going to be operating in the supernatural spiritual realm of what God wants us to, and acting in faith. Amen. And we're not going to be feigning, and we're not going to be seeing that we're dealing with sin in the aspect of how that it wants to take and attach itself. Hallelujah. Because we're being victorious through Christ. Look at verse number 31. Verse 31 says, I have stuck unto thy testimonies, O Lord, put me not to shame. The psalmist there is reinforcing. He is reinforcing the commitment that he himself has chose that we just spoke. And the King James says here that I have stuck unto thy testimonies. Think about something that will stick you, or that is an adhesive. The psalmist here in the Amplified says, I cling. I mean, something that you're looking at, that the fact that your determination, your mindset, what you have made up your mind, it is more stronger than that of glue. Amen. And as I was looking at this and studying this, I don't know, I had this thought from a childhood. And I don't know, I know I'm listening. I know I've got listeners and family that are in different countries and today, but you may not have it, but I think most people would be familiar with caramel, the candy. And we have in the United States a sucker like or on a stick, and it's called a sugar daddy. And actually, it's made out of caramel. And it takes you a little while to eat it, and you can lick it, and you can chew on it a little bit. But I want to tell you, it's so sticky. It's so sticky that it'll stick to your teeth. As a matter of fact, you have to be very careful. If you get it on your teeth and begin to stick it, get stuck to your teeth, it could really hurt and hurt your teeth. So, you know, when I think about that, something that causes us to cling to the very Word of God, the reinforcement of the Word of God. The psalmist's cry is not to be ashamed or embarrassed. Think about that. God does not want us to be ashamed. The Bible even says that if we confess Christ, oh, hallelujah, that He will confess us before the Father. Hallelujah. We ought to be clinging to Him. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to tell you today, He is our only hope today. He is all of our hope today. Amen. As we look at verse 32, my goodness, where the time goes. Oh, my. Verse number 30, it says, verse number 32, it says, I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Do you listen? Do you hear what the psalmist is saying? We need to listen to the prayer of confidence. The confidence. Listen, I want to ask you a question. The King James says, I will run the way of thy commandments. If you don't have fear, you'll run to something, won't you? But if there's a fear, if there's a wild animal and you see that wild animal and it's coming, you're going to run for cover, aren't you? But I'm going to tell you, when there is something that you are not afraid of, or you know that it's okay, it's a safe thing, you have a tendency to run to it. Come on. I mean, if you're in the airport, you're not going to run to a complete stranger as soon as they come into the airport there from that of the unloading, and you're there and you're waiting for them. And you're not going to run up to a complete stranger and just hug them. But if it's somebody of your loved one or somebody you know, I mean, you're anticipating that time of coming back together. Maybe it's been a period of time that you've been apart, and you run to that person. There again, I mean, somebody might be holding up a sign that's a stranger that you're there to pick up for some reason. We've been on mission trips before, and you know, we would have some kind of identity, so those that's coming from the church would know who we are if nobody in the party was known, or maybe one person was. But there again, there's the safety, because there's the identification. Listen, the Word of God is our identification. Hallelujah. The Word of God. He says, I will run the way of thy commandments. The word commandment there is again giving us the understanding of the Word of God. The understanding of the Word of God. The psalmist says, I will run the way of your commandments. And I like what the Amplified says, with purpose. There is a purpose. We have a purpose of why we're going to run with the Word of God. There's a purpose. And I believe we can go on and say, for you will give me a heart that is willing. My, what a petition of confidence that the psalmist is saying here. How do we come in prayer? How do we come and approach the Word of God? I believe that the psalmist here, by the fact that he says, I will run to the Word of God, and he says, when thou shalt enlarge my heart. When thou enlargest my heart, which means to strengthen my heart. That means there that we come with confidence that we are going to receive what God has said in His Word. Isn't that wonderful today? I pray you've received something from this today. I don't even want to leave, but my goodness, the time has just got away from us. I hope that these episodes from Psalms 119, prayer, Psalms 119 in prayer, has been helpful thus far. We'll continue. And God bless you today. We're going to pray, and we're going to slip out of here. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for every one of our foundational faith family today. I pray that you will bless them, encourage them, let them run to the Word of God, let them run with confidence, let them be taught, let them be led, let them be guided, let them be strengthened. Lord, let the earthly man be taken care of, and the spirit man, dear Father, will have the dominion in their being. And we thank you today for what you're doing, and we ask your blessings in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you to the next episode. God bless.